Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
And a very good evening to everybody. Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. I already peeped inside the chat room, and I see that there's a lot of people in the chat room tonight. That always makes me excited to see our good friends there and also some new listeners and fans that are picking up the show. And also for those of you who are specifically here tonight just to listen to the conversation that we are going to talk about. And we're basically going to focus on talking about how to take your website and turn it into an app. So Jerry Daniels is going to be here with us tonight. He's the CEO of a company. He's the project leader for Radio App Maker. And it's kind of crazy how Jerry and I connected. There was a new social networking service that was out there. I think I found out about it on Twitter called Hilo or Halo. Jerry can probably tell us the correct way to pronounce it. But anyhow, somehow I saw Jerry on there, and he was talking about apps, and I have always wanted to put to get an app for At Home with Victoria. So, of course, I had a secret mission for being his friend besides just trying to pluck his brain for good information. And he seemed to be just a really cool kind of lighthearted guy, because I think most of us expect that when we talk to people in the tech world that they're so technical that, you know, they may be a little bit too technical for us normal people like myself. But anyway, he wasn't. He's very cool. So I said, hey, you know, why don't you come on my show? And as fast as I said that, he was able to make an app for At Home with Victoria. I wasn't able to see it because I don't have a Mac, and Jerry and I are going to talk about that. He's convincing me that I need to get one of those, so I think I'm probably going to end up making that purchase and doing that. But I have a lot of friends within the television industry who do have the Mac, and I emailed them the link, and I said, hey, there's this guy Jerry, and this is what he does. I've never met him. He put together this app for At Home with Victoria. Why don't you guys take a look and tell me what you think? And I think I sent it to about 10 to 15 folks, and some of them are television news anchors like myself. Some were reporters, some are producers, and some are managers. And all of them said, first, it's very cool. So, of course, that I got the consensus from my fellow journalists that they liked it. Jerry became a big hit with me, so he's got a special offer, in fact, that he's going to talk to you guys about tonight. So I hope if you're here because you're looking for opportunities to get an app for your website or whatever the reason is that you need one, that you will certainly take him up on his offer. So with that said, we're going to do a little clapping first. I think Jerry Daniels is special enough that he deserves some clapping. Oh, so, Jerry, funny. How are you, my friend? Happy for you to be here.
I'm fine. I'm in the sweltering heat in Austin, Texas, as we speak.
Well, you know, all of us have been dealing with the heat. And in fact, the area where I live, outside of Ocean City, Maryland, where I stay in the summertime, we just had the Hurricane Irene. And we were very fortunate, Jerry, because, yeah, but for us, it didn't do pretty much no damage at all. But we did all the boarding up like everybody else did, and we made up very well. But I was watching the news today, and I see that folks in Vermont are having a really difficult time with flooding up there. So we'll have to keep watching that.
Yes, yes, they are.
So let's talk a little bit about you first. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about you first, and then we'll get into the app. So have you always been into the business of computers and programming and all that good stuff?
Well, I went to college in the 60s, so when I studied computer science, it was a matter of punch cards and really tedious work. And mm-hmm. So, you know, that's how I got my start. And then in the 70s, more personalized computers that you could use outside of a laboratory environment or outside of a military environment got popular, and that's when my career in software development really kind of took off.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I've been at this for a while.
Okay, I was going to say, was it something sort of completely from the start when you got involved in it? You thought, you know, I remember back in the day when I dabbled in a little bit of everything, and then I sort of found my way to television journalism after doing a internship with Ted Koppel at ABC News. I kind of felt like, ah, this is really where I want to be. So was it like that for you as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you grew up in the 60s, what can I say? Liberal arts isn't quite the right word, but it's in the right direction. So we did a lot of discovery in the 60s and the 70s. I worked for the TM movement. I taught transcendental meditation most of my life. And my wife, I met my wife through a teacher training course there in Santa Barbara. And we mostly have been TM teachers, but then starting in the later 70s, we decided, well, we've got children. This is a hard way to make a living. It was a nonprofit, so we decided, well, you know, I've always had this thing about computers, and I've always kept it around and everything. So we just got serious about it in the late 70s and then started our company and everything like that. And we've been creating software for small businesses, large businesses, those big Fortune 500 kind of people. And then also got kind of tired of that, and we decided about 15 years ago to start creating commercial software to sell. And so
now,
that's
what's the difference when you say commercial software? What does that mean? Does that mean like in terms of business commercials that we see?
No. What the big difference is between commercial and enterprise software is quality. You can release a piece of software to an enterprise and say, okay, it's a little hard to use, and you have to look out for this and this and this, but it works. But when you release something to the general public, it has to work.
Gotcha.
And it has to be easy to use.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, and I can certainly say, and I think I've mentioned to you this to you before in one of our private emails, when I started to send the link out to the app that you did for At Home with Victoria, I was a little nervous because I didn't see it first. And, you know, people in the television business are very, very, very happy to tell you what they think, whether it's something that's good or bad. So when I got all of the emails back and everyone said, hey, that's really cool, I thought, well, obviously this must be a really good thing. And one of the points that I wanted to mention, there were at least two people who said that it was very easy, easy to do. So I guess that gets back to your point of what you said commercial-wise. It has to work, and it has to be easy.
Well, that doesn't mean all commercial software is that way. When a company owns a niche of software development for a long period of time, they tend to violate that rule, like Microsoft Word or Adobe Photoshop. Those are examples of software that have gotten out of control, and they're hard to use, and they make it harder every time they bring out another version. So not everybody follows that rule.
Now, when you say they make it hard to use, so because when you mentioned the Adobe, I have to say, for me, you know, at least that was kind of really hard for me to use. And I remember at a couple of points when I did try to go use it, I would get so frustrated, Jerry. I would just say forget it and click off of it and just try to figure out another way or go about doing something another way. I just didn't care, because if I've got to spend a certain amount of time trying to figure it out, and then it's just too complicated and it's not fun anymore, you know?
Right, exactly. And well, I think a lot of it in both of those examples I just cited, it's their business model. Their business model is predicated upon having a new version come out every year, every 18 months, every 2 years, and then charging either an upgrade fee for the people who already own it or a whole new licensing fee for people who are new to the product. And they change enough of it around so they can call it a new version. They may even add some new features, but a lot of people really complain about that. And so people aren't happy about it. And as a result, there's a number of competitors who at this point are a lot better than Photoshop. So if people are still using Photoshop, particularly if they have a Mac, there's a number of programs that cost, you know, 80% less and are about 10 times easier to use.
In Photoshop. Interesting. Well, and before we actually get into to talking about turning your webpage into an app, about your company and what you get to do, I'm so happy that we do have plenty of time. So Jerry is going to be on with us until about 8:25, 8:30 tonight, and then entertainment, Michael Michael Kay is going to join us, and we're going to talk about Drew Stevens and Mike Culp. So I wanted just to get your idea just on technology in itself. I mean, you're obviously one of these people who have been in it, so you've kind of seen the good and the bad. So in your personal opinion, do you think that we've just kind of tapped into the technology in terms of what the uses are for your average person today, like me and journalists and businesses, or do you think that there's so much more out there that like we can't even comprehend within the technology business?
I think the technology business is getting more and more accessible to all people. I think that's the trend. I think you're finding the companies that have made it difficult and who have created a priesthood around using software and developing software are having to change their business models. The price of a startup has gone down so much in the last even 3 or 4 years. It used to be it would take multiple millions of dollars to start up a software venture, and now it can be done easily for under $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the tools are more ubiquitous. They're easier to use. People who are in almost every application these days have some connection to the Internet. You've heard the term cloud computing. People are storing your data more and more in the cloud. It's a really nice way to do computing, and that's one of the things that Rodeo AppMaker really builds on. It's a cloud computing application is what it builds. And so you don't store anything on your computer whatsoever, and everything's in the cloud, and as long as you have an Internet connection, everything's hunky-dory. And in order to do that and start up a business that does that, we did it totally without any funding whatsoever. We just did it on our own backs. We did it with sweat equity, three people, myself, Sarah Reichel down in Australia, and my wife Mary Jane and I here in Austin. And, you know, we kind of have a 24-hour work day because she's a day and a half ahead of us.
Right.
The time zones, yeah. So we were able to knock this out, and we pre-sold some initial copies to about 150 people who wanted to be involved. We built the app, got it going, and we've been running with it ever since. We've been working on it for about a year. The first version of the environment we built was much more complex. And then while we were testing it and we had our 150 people who were using it, Sarah and I stumbled on something. We said, you know, rather than making all these complex web pages for people, why don't we just let them use other people's web pages?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice? And so I said, put this in the app and let's see what it looks like. And we did it, and she gave it to her husband, Tim, who is not a coder, who's not a developer, and he loved it. He just loved the end product. Mm-hmm. He said, this is fantastic. I can look at all my favorite web pages in one application. Can you make me one that does this? Can you make me one that does this and this? And Sarah and I were flabbergasted. We thought, this is a throwaway. This is nothing at all. But it is something, and it really excites people. And then I started using it. And then I bought a MacBook Air, which has kind of doesn't have a hard drive in it. It uses just RAM. It uses memory. So I got that, and I said, well, I'm going to run everything I do is going to be a Rodeo app. And I started this last fall. And I've been following that model and using it, and I haven't opened my other Macs or my other computers, my other PCs, or anything since then. I've been using this little MacBook Air that I got for $999, and all my software is web software. And it's all inside of Rodeo apps. I have about 50 apps and that I use to do the various things I do, whether it's news or television or movies or processing images for my websites or blogging or whatever I want to do, or word processing or spreadsheets. All that stuff can be done with web pages. You can save
a
ton of money.
Well, speaking of that, I do want to let everybody know we've got quite a bit of people this evening in the chat room, so I again want to say hello to our guests who are visiting the chat room and at home with Victoria for the first time. I'm sure many of you are here to listen to Jerry Daniels, and I thank you so much for that. But I have put the website to the rodeo's app gallery inside. So my app is on there along with some others. So feel free to browse that and take a look. Parthena Jerry, who is one of our regular listeners, and she has a wonderful nonprofit organization in the Washington, D.C. area. She just said in the chat room that she wants an app. And that was one reason why I really wanted so many of my fans and my listeners, because a lot of, Jerry, people that follow me are people that work in nonprofit businesses. You know, there are people, you know, who do a tremendous amount of their time giving of others, and they have their own, you know, small foundations and businesses where they're not in it to make money, but they're more in it, you know, to provide services and goods and to help people. So that was a big deal for me when I tried to get the word out tonight to tell all those folks to listen, because I know that you are offering my listeners and fans a special deal if they are interested in getting the app done through Rodeo. So tell us about that.
Well, everybody, first of all, should fasten your seatbelts. This is an astounding offer. You want to be sitting down. You should not be driving any heavy equipment or anything like that. No school buses with children on it. So here's the deal. We are selling Rodeo App Maker to the public right now for $1. That's what it costs.
Wow.
You can download it. You can download it. You can use it. You can have it. It's yours for $1.
That's
Rodeo
pretty good.
App Maker. Now,
yeah.
Secondarily,
I don't know how many things, Jerry, you can get for a dollar. That's pretty good.
Well, the dollar store is pretty popular these days. It's challenging. It's challenging Walmart, actually. So there's people like $1. Yeah, $1 is a good thing. Now, secondarily, if you create apps and you want to share them with your friends, that's called sharing. That costs $12 a year. Now, you don't have to do sharing. If you want to, you can just zip up your apps that you build and you can email them to people. But if you want to share them and have your own hosted website by us that shows all the apps you've built that you want to share, you can have that for $12 a year ordinarily. However, starting right now, for the next 24 hours, you can have, if you buy Rodeo App Maker for $1, you can have a year of sharing for free.
That's pretty good.
Is everybody
that
okay?
A year of sharing.
Check in
yeah,
with the chat
year
room.
Of,
are they okay? Is everybody all right? I'm going to make
actually,
sure it didn't cost me
no,
harm.
It's funny because everyone, there's a few people who are putting, who wrote a dollar question mark. There are other few people who said, are you kidding me, a dollar? So everybody is kind of like, this just simply cannot be true. But it's true, yeah, it's true.
Now, here's the thing. We're going to do this for 24 hours. But a word to the wise, when we do stuff like that, it's not hard to get 10,000 people to respond to it. Because your listeners are going to listen to it. People are going to download your show. They're going to listen to it, and they're going to tell their friends. So a word to the wise, do this tonight, because it could be by, you know, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we've hit our 5,000 mark. So it's 5,000. We're aiming for 5,000 new users tonight. So it's either 5,000 or 24 hours, whatever comes first. So this is
and
World
you know
Payment
what?
Date.
I need to put the link in the information, so you need to, I guess I should have gotten that from you beforehand, and I apologize, but everyone is asking for the web link. I think you gave it to me before, so can you tell
me
the web link?
I'll give it to everybody. It's really easy to remember. First of all, I'm from Texas, right? So you just picture me with a cowboy hat on and boots, which I don't wear, but picture me that way anyway. It's too hot. So, rodeo. So now you got a Texas Rodeo. Okay, that's easy to remember. What do? We make apps. So it's rodeoapps.com. Rodeoapps, one word, .com. So you go to that site right now, and all you have to do is click the buy button. You can read about it, of course, first, but you're going to hear about a lot about it tonight probably too. But we got a nice little website that we built, by the way, using Rodeo. And you can download it as an app, of course. If you want to see what it looks like as an app, but
and I'm looking
that's
at
the
website right now. I'm looking at the website right now as we speak, and I just put both of the links inside the chat room. So guys, it is there. And actually looking at the website, I have to say, Jerry, it's not overwhelming. It's not very fussy. It basically has the three steps, and it has the – you can click the button right there and just go do what you have to do. So it's not something visually that you look at and you're thinking, OMG, what in the world am I looking at? This is too much. So all the information that Jerry mentioned is there, and it's www.rodeoapps.com. So, again, this is a special offer. So, guys, make sure, seriously, if you've been thinking about it, it's a dollar. Are you kidding me? And Jerry, I know, is the type of person that if you run into any problems or if you have any I know you don't like to spend a lot of time on Facebook. You like Twitter better. So I
yeah,
tell
you can
people
tweet me
to,
or you just email me if you want to. My email address is almost as easy as that web link. It's jerry.daniels@me.com.
@me.com?
Yep.
All right.
Jerry.daniels@me.com. Jerry spelled with a J.
Okay. Now, we do need to mention, because Parthenia actually wanted to clear something up, this for if you have Mac computers, Jerry, is that correct?
Yes. This version of Rodeo App Maker only runs on a Mac, and you have to have Mac Snow Leopard or Lion. That's 10.6 or 10.7. Those are the two last releases of the Mac OS. So you have to have a fairly modern machine.
You know, the flip side to that is all the people in the chat room, and in fact, as the show airs, I get emails, and I've already gotten emails that said, tell Jerry, I've looked at the website, ha, 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 but I don't have a Mac. Will he please consider thinking about doing it for other systems as well?
Yes. We're
maybe one
we're
day,
already,
Jerry?
Yes. We're hard at work right now on Rodeo 2.0. And we've got a prototype of it built. We're starting to build it out in Objective-C. And the roadmap for Rodeo 2.0 does include Windows and also includes Linux. So
right.
we will have versions for all that. And the really cool thing about Rodeo 2.0 is when you share an app, you just send your friends to your shared app gallery. That's what it's called. That's where all your apps are stored that you want to share. You just send your friends there, and whatever version of whatever operating system they're running, whatever machine they're using, it knows. So if you go to that shared gallery on the 2.0 version and you say, I want to download Jerry Social Networks app, or I want to download Victoria at Home, when they download it, it'll automatically give them the Windows version if they're running Windows. It'll automatically give them the Mac version if they're running Mac.
That's
it'll
awesome.
Automatically give them the Linux version if they're running Linux. So it'll
That's
accommodate
awesome.
All that stuff.
That is absolutely awesome. So for those of you that don't have Mac, I see everybody in the chat room is happy about that now. Jerry, this is just a question, or more so a comment. This is a young lady who listens to At Home with Victoria from the wonderful, wonderful Big Apple, New York City, and she says, Jerry, I have always wanted an app for my website, thought that it was completely out of reach for someone like me. I'm not a small business person, but I do run a nonprofit organization to help kids. So what you are doing is great for the small people. Keep it up. Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. I also do work for a nonprofit, so I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. And also, you know, in today's economy and everything like that, I think, you know, we have enough divide between the upper and working classes, and I don't see any reason for it. With technology as advanced as it is and as accessible as it is, I think it's just largely a matter of people being too greedy, and we're not that way. We have our prices such that people can afford to do it. We look carefully at what our expenses are and what it costs us to do this, and we can still make a reasonable profit doing business this way. Why not?
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I have to tell you, when I initially connected with you, that was something that I felt Because you in social networking, and my job as a journalist, I talk to so many people all the time, and it's amazing, Jerry. Because some people, you know, you talk to, and whatever it is that they're trying to sell you or that they're working on, sometimes they may not be all that interested in it. But one thing I loved about you, every single thing that you posted on the website was talking about your apps and rodeo. So it had gotten to a point where I thought, well, geez, I mean, if this guy is not excited about this, you know, maybe I should go ahead and take a look at it. So I had already started looking at your websites when you put the links before you and I actually connected. But just to let everybody know, I mean, Jerry was so nice and it was so fast. He says, well, send me your website at Home with Victoria. So I sent him the website, and I kid you not, Jerry, you can probably talk more about this than I can, but it seemed to me that it was no more than 10 minutes from the time that I sent the website that you sent me the program back saying, here's your app.
Yeah, most of the time I took was creating a good icon for your app. In order to make an app in Rodeo App Maker, all you really have to do is buy the product for a dollar. Then you'll be sent a link in your email so you can download it. And we do that so that we make sure that a robot isn't trying to bring our server down or something crazy like that. And
absolutely.
So you get an email. You get an email with a link. You just click that link and download the app. You open it up, and you can buy it right from there, or you can buy it from our website, either way. And so you get the app, you open it, and then you'll see there's two sample apps in it already that are already built for you. You can see how they work. Just open them up and look at them. And then if you want to add an app, there's a big icon that says add an app. You just click it, and then you enter the name of the app you want to call it, and then when you tab out of the field, we have hundreds of icons stored on our server, and if we recognize the name of your app, we'll give it the appropriate icon. If it has Twitter in it, it's going to show the Twitter icon. If it has Mobile Me in it, it's going to show the Mobile Me icon. If, you know, Facebook has a Facebook icon, all that stuff. So it'll create an icon for you automatically. If you want to upload one, you can upload any PNG, GIF, or JPEG file. And then after that, you just describe your app in a few words and say, okay, I want to add a page to this. And you click the Add a Page button, enter a URL, name it something, describe it, do that a couple more times, and hit Build, and you've got yourself an app. That's exactly what I did with your app. I went on your website from within Rodeo App Maker. It's got a built-in browser, so you can go right inside of App Maker and say, oh, here's the URL Victoria gave me. So I had one window open with my little built-in browser. I browsed around, grabbed a few URLs, a few descriptions, bam. And then it creates a button at the bottom of the app for each page that you're showing in your app. And then when you launch the app, it preloads all your pages that you had, that you listed. And when the app opens, they're all just there instantly. And when you hit the buttons, it doesn't have to preload or reload or anything like that. Your pages appear as fast as you can see.
That's awesome.
So it's
that's
really high performance
awesome.
App. Thank you.
This is a question from Florida. This is a young lady who says that she's thinking about opening a bakery shop, and a part of her plans, was about social networking and what she needed, and she says that she believes that she certainly does need an app. So she says her question is an app something that's just similar to having your own website? I guess she's trying to figure out what exactly is it. She's saying, is it a small icon that you click, and then it will take you directly to one's website?
Well, it look at it this way. What it does is, what a rodeo-built app does is, it wraps up as many pages as you'd like to put in it. And the real limit is 9. You probably don't want to put more than 9 pages in there. So we limited it to 9. And that way you'll have 9 buttons across the bottom of your app, and each one will go to a different URL or a different web address. So in answer to your question, you build your website first. And there's a number of great ways to build websites that cost absolutely nothing. You can use Postgres. That's a great way to build a website for nothing. Tumblr, that's another great way to build a website for nothing. And these websites all have blogging and all that good modern stuff built into it. So those are two great ones to check out. So first, if you're a nonprofit or a for-profit, make sure you have a website. And once you have a website, you'll know what all the web addresses are for the most important pages in your website. And then you go into Rodeo App Maker, which you can buy for a dollar. Did I mention that? And you just enter the URLs and a few descriptions, name the buttons that are going to be at the bottom. And this is three fields. That's the only data you have to enter, and you have to click a couple checkboxes. It's all straightforward and really easy. And if you get confused, there's a little question mark in the right-hand corner. You click that, and then it shows you what each little thing does. So, and there's a great video embedded in the App Maker that shows you exactly how to build an app and why you'd want to. So all that stuff's built into it. You go and you build your app, and now you've got an app, and you can share it with anyone. And you can use the sharing, which you're going to get for free if you sign up in the next 24 hours. You can use the sharing, and you can share your app with the whole world.
And it's a dollar. I want to reiterate that, Jerry, because our time is winding down. It is a dollar. So, again, if you've ever thought about getting an app, you know, I just think now is a really, really, really good opportunity, because you guys know once this information gets out there, and if you don't know, once all of my shows are over, it's immediately posted to iTunes. It immediately goes to about five or six different podcasting services for free, so it's posted all over the place, and people are able to download the show. In fact, there's quite a few people who listen live on their BlackBerries and their smartphones and all of that good stuff. So, you know, there's hundreds and at least thousands of people that are listening. We have over close to 70,000 people that follow the show, that listen to us. And most of that, I was mentioning to Jerry, is a lot of people that go back and download our shows from iTunes or from Blog Talk Radio. So it's going to be a lot of people that to take advantage of the opportunity. But I love it when people like Jerry come on and, you know, give it to us first and provide these wonderful services to folks like yourself that are out there doing great things and, you know, may not have all that money. I know Little Drummer inside the chat room was saying that apps are really expensive and can be expensive. But I think for a dollar, you know, that may be something that you can certainly fit into your budget if you're thinking about doing it. So I kind of mentioned to Jerry and threw out there that since, you know, he's so good at what he does and he is up to date on technology and all the information out there, that I would love it if he would join me once a month at Home with Victoria to talk tech stuff. And I know if Mike Collip is listening, he would love that because Mike is really into tech and programming and computer and all that good stuff. So, Jerry, you're going to think about that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I already thought about it.
And the answer is yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you and I will work on that behind the scenes, and I just want to thank you so much. So I hope that just to let all the listeners know that I know a lot of my listeners, Jerry, have talked to me before about technology, and I always try to listen to what fans and listeners say and just my friends. So we definitely need somebody to come on the show at Home with Victoria once a month to talk about computers and kind of what the latest and greatest thing is out there, you know, sort of do's and don'ts, what to look out for and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to connecting with you and you coming back and making that happen for us.
I'd love to.
Well,
I want to
thank
you guys
you so
for.
Much.
I want to thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
And I thank you so much too. For a dollar, I mean, like I said, when I mentioned it to you, you completely jumped right on it with no hesitation. So thank you so much. And I am actually going to be able to look at the app myself in the next couple of days. So Jerry, don't take it down because I'm going to look at my At Home with Victoria app. So keep it up there, okay?
Oh yeah, we're keeping it up there. It's one of our premier apps up there. We're going to have that there a long time.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
And everyone, that again was Jerry Daniels who was joining us. He is the programmer with Rodeo App. So check it out. You know, he gave us the website is www.radioapps.com. So I'm looking at the website right now, and like I said, just I think you should definitely look at it and really, really, really consider it. If now is not a good time for you, just keep the website, and perhaps you can keep it as a favorite. So when the time comes, if it's not a good time for you right now, I do think that you consider Jerry's company on doing this, because Little Drummer said, and I know for a fact, as I had been looking for to put an app together for At Home with Victoria, they do cost a lot of money, and I can tell you they don't cost a dollar. So I do think that all of you should definitely consider that. So with that said, I've got my two other guys that are on the line waiting to come on. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay is going to join us right now. Michael, can you believe Jerry is doing the app for a dollar?
I think it's a fantastic thing, and I actually wrote you app. I was looking at the website earlier. Yeah, simple, easy to use, and, you know, I have some people saying, oh, do it for 99 cents. Cough up the extra penny, you cheap thing.
I know, right?
Thing. Come on. I mean, seriously. I mean, how cheap do you want it? But, yeah,
I know.
I learned a lot about apps tonight.
Michael can tell you guys, I am always trying to stay up with technology when it comes to At Home with Victoria. We're going to bring Mike Cullip into the conversation as well. Mike Cullip can also tell you that I'm always trying to stay on top of technology. Mike, I'm always emailing you in the wee hours of the night saying, hey, have you heard this? Can you tell me about that? Can you do this for me? Isn't that true, Mike?
Well, that's true, but, you know, it's always good to stay on top of technology because things change pretty much hourly, seems like these days.
Yes, you're right. But in any event, Michael Kay and Mike Culliver are here because, MK, you can tell everybody we've got an event this Friday that I'm excited about that you and I are going to get a chance to attend.
We do. We're going to go ahead and see Drew Stevens. You can catch him at www.drewstevensmusic.com, STEVYNS. And, Victoria and I are going to go ahead, along with my good friend Brittany Kreil, and meet him up at the Green Turtle in Rehoboth Beach. And, Mike, I really wish you guys could have been there. I know you're working, but, I mean, seriously, just fake an illness for, 6 hours and just come down.
I'm thinking that I'm feeling bad already.
See, there we go. Power of suggestion.
Right. That's it. And I talked to Drew about it today, and Drew's very excited to see everyone. Looks forward to meeting you and Victoria and anyone else you bring along.
Absolutely. And actually, we're going to be interviewing Drew right before the show at the Green Turtle, and that's in Rehoboth Beach. And, Mike, do you know that address, actually, because it's just at the end of Delaware Avenue?
Yeah. Michael, I can probably pull it up.
No worry about it. It's just at the end at Delaware Avenue. It's right in the corner, right in the grandstand. He's not in the grandstand. He's actually in the Green Turtle. But fantastic food, and I highly suggest the lobster pizza because I had that last time that I was there, and it's a good meal, Victoria.
Well, in fact, I think I've had that before, but I haven't had it at the Green Turtle, but I've certainly had that before, and it is a yummy, yummy meal. Mike, I know that Drew has had an absolutely great summer with the different concerts, especially, I know, one that he did with Shelley Rand. So the summer has been pretty good for him, wouldn't you say so?
It has, and lots of new things coming up. We're in talks with lots of new venues, over the next month or so, there should be real exciting news coming out about Drew and those who have been requesting that he start touring nationally should stay tuned.
That's absolutely awesome. That's really, really awesome. And, you know, we have been very fortunate here on At Home with Victoria because Michael Kay is one such who loves to find, artists who are untapped or that you may have not heard about before, but certainly in the pipeline that, you will hear more about them sooner, I'm sure, rather than later. And Drew Stevens is actually one of those artists. I mean, he first came to my attention because of the reality show, and ever since then, he's just absolutely doing just great things. And I'm always excited, when you see that. So with that said, I actually... For those of you that are in the chat room, you're not quite sure who Drew Stevens is, I just put the link to his webpage in there. So if you don't have time right now or you know, just, you know, check out his website later. I think you'll certainly be very happy, and also your ears will be happy too once you hear his music. He's a young man, I think, who just does an absolute fabulous, fabulous job. Now, Mike, is Drew your only client that you're currently working with, or do you have any other clients, or is he just the only guy right now?
Well, for right now, it's just Drew. We're concentrating on getting quality public relations as well as promotions done, and moving him further and further away from Maryland and out to a lot of his fans out in the Midwest and on the West Coast. So he's got some things coming up in Florida at the end of the year, and I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that we can get someone that we all know and love from Nashville down there to join him. So hopefully that will come to fruition.
Absolutely. And in speaking with the Florida thing, I just got a couple great bands actually from SJ Acoustic. SJ Acoustic is actually appearing on a local Miami television show as a guest artist for one of the talent competitions down there. I wanted to go ahead and make a shout-out to that. You can find him at sjacoustic.com and actually friend him on Facebook at Facebook.com/SJAcoustic. Just wanted to go ahead and pounce that in. But Drew is also – you're also working now with Synchronicity PR. How is that working for you? How is Amanda Moore doing good for you and Drew?
Well, we just started, Michael, so we're still in the beginning stages, trying to work out you know, what parts who plays and how we go about getting the message out as fast as possible and accurate as possible. So far so good, and we reevaluate it here pretty much on a weekly basis, and we have a meeting coming up, I would say, probably in the next couple of days.
Fantastic. Great organization. Amanda Moore is I wouldn't say a personal friend, she's a Facebook friend, but she's a girl with a lot of connections, and I really see a lot of good things happening for Drew through that. But Vic, are you going to make it down to the Green Turtle?
Amanda, let me just mention one thing about Amanda. I have not spoken with her personally via Facebook or anything. I've made a couple of comments on posts that she's made, but I can certainly tell you, Amanda seems to work very hard on Facebook with her clients.
Every time
you see a post that comes up with Amanda's name, it's always something about how she's excited about this guest or she's excited about this person. So she certainly seems to be dedicated to her work as a publicist and what she does, because she's always promoting and just, you know, making sure she gets that information out there, as does our Mike Cullop as well. So, yes, that's true.
Absolutely. I just want to go ahead and make mention, too, that actually Amanda Moore is also doing the publicity for the Warford Foundation now. And the next big event coming up for the Warford Foundation with Barthenia Warford is Saturday, October 15th. And it's the Warford Foundation's second annual charity golf tournament at the Andrews Air Force Base, the South Course in Clinton, Maryland. So go ahead. The link's on my book. The link will be up in the chat room. But hit them up for a party of four. We have celebrity golfers chiming in. Scott Carey will be singing the monumental song Heroes Highway for that. So it'll be a great event. And Vic, seriously, you got to come, honey. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, no, I am I'm certainly going to try to make sure that I make that, because I've missed two of her other events because of personal reasons. And in fact, my family has a home about 5 minutes away from Andrews Air Force Base, so I know exactly where it is.
Well, I'm staying with
MK, when you came to visit for that last event that we had last year, I dropped you by my sister's house, that's the area where Andrews Air Force Base is. It's literally right there. It's on the other side of the Capitol Beltway, so it's a nice area, great place, I think, to have that event. And Barthenia, I know, works very hard. I didn't know that Amanda was doing PR for her, so I'm excited for her about that, and that's wonderful. And I know that she will definitely do all that she can when Jerry does the apps on different versions to get an app for the Wofford Foundation, because they really do a lot of work. But in any event, did you guys have anything else that you wanted to talk about? I just wanted both of you to come on, since we were going to be attending that concert with Drew on Friday, just to make sure that everybody get mention of it. So, actually, do we know if there's still tickets available if somebody wants to go?
Actually, I'll pass it over to Mike.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, Mike, do you know?
There are no tickets required, Victoria. Just come on in.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I will say that Mr. Mike Colop has arranged for us to have a little, you know, private little, you know, it'll be fun. We'll have the exclusive on that little thing. And that, Mike Colop, my brother from another mother, you know I love you, honey. You know I do, you know I do, you know I do. And thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you to
both of you.
Well, Mike,
I don't know. Mike, I can certainly tell you, I know you well enough to know that if you arrange VIP service for the news lady and MK, that it's going to be really, really cool. So even if you didn't, I know that I would enjoy myself. So I'm really looking forward to the concert now. But, Mike, thank you so much. I know it was short notice that we asked you to come on tonight, but I love you and always support you in what you do, and I appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much, and back at you. I love the show and the messages and the guests. Everything's just great, the greatest.
All right, Mike, I may have to tap you with Jerry, and you also sit on that tech show, because if people don't know anything about Mike Cullip, he loves computers and he's kind of a tech guy himself. So you may have to be my right hand on that one.
You got it.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care, my brother.
And again, that was Mike Cullip who was joining us. He is the promotions manager for Drew Stevens, but he's somebody that has really become a good friend I would consider of myself, and even Michael Kay. And he, before Jerry came along, any type of computer question that I would have about the show or trying to do something, I would always email him, and he's just so gracious to always be there, you know, to just kind of help us and help us along through this process. I did want to mention I got a few emails with people asking me about any type of damage to my home. So all of you know, I have a beautiful summer home in Ocean City, Maryland, and Hurricane Irene came through. We were very fortunate, MK, had no damage whatsoever. A lot of trees, branches and things that were kind of thrown around the property, but pretty much that was it. In fact, the next day when the storm was over, I even posted a news report on, and I think I posted it on my wall on Facebook, where you can see the boardwalk looked great. There were a bunch of guys out there surfing because the, you know, surf was a little bit higher than what it normally is, so they took advantage of that. But just, you know, we were very fortunate here that we just didn't have a lot of damage at all. I do know that people still in parts of Maryland are still without power right now. In fact, my sister, I think, just got power like only yesterday. So it was so interesting as how people were so concerned about the coastal towns that a lot more of the damage in terms of power actually happened in some of the cities along the East Coast.
Yeah, Philadelphia is still about 75,000 without power. There's 195,000 in New York without power still to this day, which is kind of funny, but it just depends on the grid because some of those buildings are old. But I just had the pool flood, so I can't complain. I wouldn't want to complain. It was a hurricane, and we're just about to enter the hurricane season, so we'll be doing these kind of shows for a while. So,
and you know, there were a couple people who were I would say maybe a little bit critical of me for making the decision to stay. But as I tried to explain to a few people, you know, as a television journalist, I have covered three hurricanes, and I've covered, I want to say, two tornadoes. So I've been in situations like that before, and I think it may be a little different for you if you're a journalist and you're actually covering it. So, you know, I was good, and I would never put myself or my sweetheart in harm in any way. But, in fact, I think I had this conversation with you before, MK. I felt that tornadoes were much, much more damaging and scared me more than hurricanes. Because, I mean, the tornadoes that I've covered when I used to be a news anchor and television reporter in the Midwest, I don't know, about maybe 10 years ago earlier, and my TV career, just devastating. And, you know, to literally be inside of a building or a place and a tornado comes by and just rips the complete roof off and you're just standing there like, what just happened? You know, that is just an experience that I will never, ever, ever forget. And the other thing that I had a bunch of people ask me, why is it that news people do that? And, of course, I always try to explain. So what happens is with the television news industry, they always, for example, let's say Ocean City, you know, the Weather Channel or the local stations, they're always going to send a crew and a producer and probably one on-air person, whether that's the weather person or a reporter. They're always going to send them to that location. So, for example, there's a television, there were all the TV stations in D.C. and Baltimore that were in Ocean City, Maryland. So all of them stay at one of the local hotels. So what was funny about that was that you've got the television news crews at the hotel, and even the hotel managers and the people who own the hotels leave the hotel. So they're literally there by themselves. You know, they give them water and towels and washcloths, and they basically say, hey, you're on your own. But the reason why TV crews like to get there is because they need to be there when it's over so that you can assess the damage and that you can report on what it is that you're seeing, because while it's going on, you can't get there. So you have to get there literally before, you know, whether it's a twister or a tornado or a hurricane actually starts. So that's always the question that I get whenever I'm out speaking or, you know, covering a tornado. People always say, well, why are you there and how do you guys get there? So that's pretty much what the deal is on that.
Yeah, growing up in Canada, we only had tornadoes on the plains. So I've been through probably around 12 tornadoes in my life that were actually devastating to the country around me. This is really only my fifth hurricane, but being where I live, we don't get it. I'm not directly on the coast, so by the time it gets to me, it's always a, you know, Category 1 kind of a thing. Granted, still damaging and still devastating, but yeah, it's and you know what? I'm really glad you brought that up, being in the news lady yourself with 17 years experience, because Adam Joseph was the guy at the Action News Center here at the ABC affiliate in Channel 6, and he delivered probably around 6 hours worth of hurricane coverage. And I tell you, he was fantastic. It was informational. It was insightful. Well, we did the show the longest we've done is probably 90 minutes, maybe 95 minutes and stuff. This man was on all the time, and just the way he kept it going fresh, Vic, I tell you, I mean, I've seen you do it in action, watching my local guy, and I'm really thinking of hitting him up for a little tour around ABC ABC News here on Channel 6,
why don't you invite him? Why don't you actually invite him on our show, and he can talk about his experience and what it's like covering a situation like that for that many hours, and then, you know, he'll have him invite you into the station. You can kind of hang out with him and then give us a report back. But it is. I mean, it is a lot of work. And the other thing about news, you know, and I've anchored every single major news show, weekends, mornings, afternoons, evenings. And the shift that is the most least desirable, at least for me, in my career is during that morning shift, because what people never understand about the morning news, first of all, it's really hard to look that happy early in the morning when you turn us on at 5 o'clock, but prior to that, you know, we generally get there at 3 o'clock in the morning. So you're waking up at 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You have to be at the station at 3 a.m. Some people news will go on now at 4:30. Some go on at 5 o'clock, and then so we're always happy when the network comes on, because that's when we you know, get a break. And then, of course, there are 4 cut-ins through the network where you've got to go in and do your, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, excuse me, of local news. But it is a lot. I mean, it is a lot. And I think I want to say the longest I have been on the air, not as a reporter, I've been a news anchor most of my TV career. I would say it was probably close to 6 hours, too. And that's when you're just there at the anchor desk and you're just constantly, you know, tossing live to reporters, to the weather person, giving, you know, updates, whether it's like BGE or whatever it is your electric company is that you're giving information and all of that stuff. So it's kind of one of those things that once you actually start it, you know, you're so used to it, your body and your brain just runs on on autopilot. But then when it's done and you go home, you literally just collapse because you're just so tired. So, I'm glad that you were able to see that he did a great job. But in any event, I want to thank, we've had so many new guests inside the chat room. So, MK, you want to thank them so we can get out of here?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and thank AKA Boss Logic, Darwin, none of these, guests 6325, guest 6426, Little Drone Boy, Mar Ben, nice to see you. She was just home from the football practice. Mike Cullup, my brother from another mother, Parthenia Warford from the Warford Foundation, Pear J.R. Joke, Sandy at C from Nebraska, Shannon Sibbold from UK, and actually Victoria, her classmate, URM, tuned in tonight too, so the two of them are staying up late.
Hi.
And absolutely, and Gina from California is all here too. But yeah, learned a lot about apps, and please, I can't wait to go ahead and see you in Rehoboth, and I can't wait to see you at the Green Turtle with the Drew Stevens, and I really wish my call could make it, but I'll go ahead and bring my camera.
Yeah.
It'll be YouTube installations up.
We'll do a little live report. I want to say one thing before we go. Little Drummer and Darwin and I think AKA Boss Logic, they are holding fast. They are saying if that app, honey, is not 99 cents, I don't think that they're going to try. But anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you so much for being here. MK, I will talk with you again on the air very soon. Good night.
You know, my love. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.